the sugi of Tfilas Tashlumin. The Mishnah says, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. If you there, my Adal Chois. Check the Gemara. Verminu. Mitzvoso imanita chamo. Kadesh Yisrach Gul Tfilo. Venimtum Esbal Vayoyin. Kitanehi Levesikin. Says the Gemara, even though it says Mitzvoso imanita chamo, of Mitzvah of Kriyashma is by Netzachama Kadesh Yisrach Gul Yisrach Gul Tfilo and Nitzvah Esbal Vayoyin. Which means right after Netzacham you'll be Mizbal. But it doesn't mean that's the end time, that's the Zman of Vasikim. Frakti Gemara, Vakula Yalmar, Chatzis Vesuloi. Frakti Gemara, how could you say that the Chiyuv Tfil HaShachar is Dafko, the Mitzvah of Tfil HaShachar is Dafko until Chatzis? L'chura, Homer of Mary Breder of Huna Breder of Yirmio, Barabom of Yechron, Tovale Ispal Arvis, Ispal Vashachrstein, Shachrs Ispal Vimincherstein. We see that a shaykh of a person that didn't daven shachris, he's allowed to daven mincha shtayim. Rashi says, "Mispal b'mincha haynu achar chatzos." How could you tell me that you could only daven shachris till chatzos? L'chares mefurish that if a person doesn't daven shachris, there's a din tashlum and he's allowed to be mispal after chatzos. That means that he's allowed to be mispal the entire time that he's davening mincha. If that's the case, the zman shachris l'chero is all the way till the end of the zman mincha, which is toshkias ad chashicho. Rashi says, whatever that means. Ad Erev, Rashi says Ad Chashecho, Rabbein Yerno, the Ramos, Machlokes doesn't mean Tzitzik Chovens, mean Shkias Achamo. But either way, certainly it's after Chatzos. So why does the Mishnah say that the Halacha, the Chiyuv of Shachar is only until Chatzos? Chur, we see Mefurish that you could daven Shachar even after Chatzos. The Shaila is what's the Gemara Shaila? Frek the Achreinim, the Chazdava, the Marshal. The whole Olam asked the question really. Now what's the how could he ask him a Tfilas Tashlumin to the din of shachris? L'chur, it's poshet that mariv, if you forgot mariv, you're not allowed to daven mariv. The zaman mariv is only till alayis ha-shachar, or maybe shatat chak, you can daven afterwards possibly, till netzachamo. But zikr, you can't daven mariv at 10 o'clock in the morning. And even so, there's din of tashlumin for mariv at 10 o'clock in the morning. Vaisas, the din of tashlumin has nothing to do with the ikr din of the tefillah. So you can't ask from a din of tashlumin that you could be mashlim tefillah shachris the entire zman mincha. So we see that vice versa, the shachas is still even after chatzos. The chur is two dinim. One's the din of tashlumin, and one's the din of the ikr tefillah. The ikr tefillah is still chatzos. The din of tashlumin, which is a zaitik din, a naya din, a new din, that chazal or mechadish, that's even after chatzos. As they frak dachrinu. Says the marshal, in a chanami, the Gemara Shaila, if you're medayik in the Gemara Shaila is not from the tefillah tashlumin. It's part of that tefillah tashlumin, has nothing to do with the ikr din. It says it's meduik, the Gemara. It's meduik in the Gemara. Tovale ispal arvis ispal v'shachar shtayim. Shachris mispal v'mincha shtayim. That the zman shachris goes all the way up until the zman mincha. That means the zman mincha starts, we know, from 6.5 hours into the day, which is a half an hour after chatzis. Which means that you're only allowed to daven mincha half an hour after chatzis. However, shachris, it's meduik here that shachris you're allowed to daven up to the zman of mincha. And if that's the case, the kumtaisa, you're allowed to daven shachris even for this half an hour after chatzos. You said in the Mishnah you can only daven shachris up until chatzos. It's meduyik here in this memory of Yochanan that you're allowed to daven shachris even after chatzos. Up until this man mincha, you're allowed to daven shachris. Where did you see that? As the effect of Nachas David. Where did the Marshal see that? L'chura the pshat is from the fact that it says tov lo yispal arvis mispal b'shachris tayim. When is it lo yispal arvis? How do you get to a masav of lo yispal arvis? Once you got up to the Zman Shachris, it's no longer the Zman of Arvis. And the same thing with Shachris. Tov lo yispal Shachris, mispal b'mincha shtayim. That means when do you finish the Zman of Shachris that you can no longer daven Shachris? Once you get up to Mincha. So when you get up to Mincha, daven Mincha twice. The Mashmois of the Gemara L'chura is, the Marshal understood that way, the Mashmois of the Gemara is that you have, there's never a time that you can't daven anything. If it's either Mariv, after you finish the Zman of Mariv, then it's the Zman of Shachar. After you finish the Zman of Shachar, it's the Zman of Mincha. If you can no longer daven Shachar because the Zman of Mincha, then it's the Zman of Tashlumin, of Shachar. But it's clear that you're allowed to daven, says the Marshal, it's clear that you're allowed to daven Shachar up till the time that you're allowed to daven Mincha. That means, even for the half an hour after Chatzos, you're still allowed to daven. That's not like the Mishnah says, you only daven until Chatzos. L'choritz Tumua. The Gemara's Teretz is L'chor Mefurish, not that way. What did the Gemara answer? Kuli yoyma masli va'ozil. You really allowed to daven the entire day. Ad chatzos yavilei schar tefilo. Tefilo bezmano. Ikan vein aschar tefilo yavilei schar tefilo bezmano leyavilei. Really, you could daven the entire day. However, if you want schar tefilo bezmano, that's only up until chatzos. After chatzos, you need schar tefilo bezmano. The shayla is who was talking about the entire day. Kuli yoyimo matli vazli. That wasn't the Gemara shayla. The Gemara shayla was, I see that you're allowed to daven a half an hour after chatzais. The Gemara should have answered, you're right, in that half an hour after chatzais, you're going to get tzchar tvila, but you're just tvila shal bezmano. The Gemara was never asking me to get there the whole day, according to the Marashal. The Gemara was only asking about a half an hour after chatzais. What was the Gemara answering? Kuli yoyimo, you're allowed to daven. That wasn't the question, Michal. If you understand kipshutai, that the Gemara shayla was, we see from tvilas tashlumen that you're allowed to daven shachar the entire time, you're allowed to daven mincha, then the Gemara starts. It's very gishmak. Kuli yoyimo, the entire day, up until shkiyas lacham, you're allowed to daven. However, you're not going to get tzchar tefillah bezmana. Not only that, zikr meduik that way, that Rashi learned that way. Rashi learned kipshutai. B'mincha haynu achar tefillah chatzais. We see that if you didn't daven shacharis, you daven b'mincha shtayim. Says Rashi, we see that that's the chari after chatzais. He's referring to the tefillah tashlumen that you daven b'mincha, and he's saying that you daven after chatzais. Rashi learned zikr kipshutai, that the Gemara Shaila was from the tashlumen, and Mamela we have back Shver the Shiloh. What was the Gemara's Raya? What was the Gemara's Shiloh from the Din Tashlumin to the Din of the Ikrit Tfilah? L'chura, it's Mavur from the Gemara's Teretz, what the Gemara's Shiloh was. The Gemara's Teretz was that you're right, you're allowed to daven the entire day. However, Tzchar Tfilah Bezmano you're not going to have. You only have Tzchar Tfilah Shalei Bezmano. That means the Gemara and the Havamira understood that even though you're davening at Tfilah Tashlumin, but you're still going to get Tzchar Tfilah Bezmano. The Gemara is machadish, no. You'll have schar tefillah, but not bezmano. That means that the Gemara understood in the Havamina that you're getting schar tefillah bezmano. So Memeil, the Gemara asks, you're right, it's a din tashlumin. But machadish tois, who cares whether it's a din tashlumin or it's a ikar din tefillah? If at the end of the day you're going to have the regular schar tefillah, then how could you tell me that tefillah shachar is only al chatzos? That's not true. You're allowed to daven a tashlumin of shachar that will give you the schar of a tefillah shachar as if you daven a tefillah shachar. So the din of tefillah shachar is not just a chatzos. What's the difference if I give it a name of shachris, or I give it a name of tashlumin of shachris? At the end of the day, I get the same tzchar. At the end of the day, I'm going to have the same tefillah and I have the same tzchar. What's the difference when I daven it? And Remeila, the Gemara understood at the beginning that in a charami, I'm having tzchar tefillah bizmana even when I do a tefillah tashlumin. On that, the Gemara answered, no, you're going to get a tzchar tefillah shalei bizmana. Tzchar tefillah you have, for tefillah bizmana you don't have. Remeila, the Gemara understood in a charami, tashlumin is different. You thought that tashlumin gives you tzchar tefillah bizmana, that's not true. Tashlumin only gives you schar tefillah. Racham yininu. Halavai shitvalim kol yom kula. Tosfos says, nevertheless, it doesn't give you the schar tefillah bezmano. Memelo, the ikur tefillah that you get schar tefillah bezmano, that's only at chatzos. After chatzos, you get schar tefillah, but schar tefillah bezmano you don't get. Yeah, why not? According to that, the same thing. If you're telling me that there's a din of tashlumin, then yes, you're right. There's a din lechatchila. I'm supposed to daven three times a day because the Derech Hashem, he tells you as the day changes, you're supposed to daven certain times, but if you missed it, there's a way, Chazal give you a way to be mashlemit. The whole din tefillah is only a din derabban, and that we should have daven three tefillahs. According to everybody. Maybe there's a key mitzvah d'araisa when you have a bakosha and a hoidot, a kodesh baruch hu. But the din of three tefillahs, that's a din derabban. So Chazal were mitzaking that if you met stuff, you still have. You have a way to rectify it over the course of the next tefillah. That was the Gemara Shana. And for the Gemara, no. Schar tefillah bezmano. Lo yavi lo. You don't get tchayat tefillah bezmano. Do the Chachamim
have a din of tefillah bezmano, or they just have a din of tefillah?
At the end of the day, the Gemara understood in the Havamina that if you daven ma'ariv to be mashlem mincha, then you have tefillah bezmano as well. Because Chazal gave you a zman that you could be mashlem the tefillah that you missed. That's considered tefillah bezmano. Is that tefillah in the ikar zman? It's not tefillah in the ikar zman. But Chazal gave you a way out if you missed the ikar zman. Once you miss that, you don't even get anything. Once you miss that, that's finished. The Gemara understood that lechatchila you had tzchar tefillah zicher. The Gemara understood that you had tzchar tefillah bezmano. Gemara is mechadish. No tzchar tefillah. You don't have. You only have tzchar tefillah. Now the shaila is, what does that mean? What was the tzchadish in the teretz of the Gemara? And this is going to have kama v'kama nafkamina. Pashup shah. When the Gemara says we give you tzchar tefillah but not tzchar tefillah bezmano, what does that mean? I'm davening a shachris, or am I davening when I miss shachris and I'm davening mincha? I'm daving a shachris just in shalei bezmano, therefore I can't get tefillah. Or no, I'm daving a mincha. That's the chor of the mashmor. It's bad thing you're daving a shachris. However, you can't. We don't give you tefillah bezmano because a shachris after chatzos doesn't get schar tefillah bezmano. So you really are daving a shachris. Or do I say no? You're davening a second mincha. Chazal allowed you to make up the tefillah that you missed in the following tefillah. You miss shachris. You're davening a second mincha. Tefillah bezmano you're not going to get because you already have a mincha. So you're getting we gave it together of another mincha, but in a chanami you don't get the schar tefillah bezmana that you miss shachris. Chazal said you could daven a second mincha. What was the schadish here? Is it a shacharis or is it a mincha? The lashon of the Rashi, the Rashi was medayik from the Gemara. Tov lo yispal arvis. He has different gears than us. We have mispal bishachar shtayim, but he says tov lo yispal arvis mispal shachar shtayim. Mashmoy says that you're davening two shacharis, not a marav and a shacharis. How do we daven it? We daven it's a shacharis or it's a marav. What's the nafkamino? There's kama v'kama nafkaminos. We'll just give a few of them. What's going to be on Leil Rosh Chodesh this past week? We had Rosh Chodesh on Tuesday, Wednesday. What happens if Wednesday, Tuesday night, he davened the Maariv, and he forgot to daven Maariv. So he has to daven Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh, he has to daven Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei twice. What happens if he said Yalav Yavin the first Shemoneh Esrei, which was the Shacharis Shemoneh Esrei, and he forgot Yalav Yavin the second Shemoneh Esrei, which is the Tashlumen for Maariv? So now we know, if a person forgets Yalav Yavin by Maariv, then he doesn't have to go back. And Mekadosh Shemoneh Chodesh for Laila, the Gemara attended a Perek. You don't have to go back. What happens if you're tashlumin for Maariv, you forgot Yalav Yavin? Do you have to go back or not? Lamaisa, you're davening a Maariv Tvilo, a tashlumin for Maariv, which you don't have to go back, but Lamaisa, you're davening in the morning. Do you have to go back or you don't have to go back? The Mogan Avram brings down a Machlokes, it's going to get to this. Do we daven? L'chura, it's totally in it. How do I daven the Tvilo? Do I daven it as a Tvilo's Maariv, that I'm being mashlim, a Melo, it gets the dinim of Tvilo's Maariv? Or do you say, no, it's a Tvilo Shacharis? Or you could have Fakert as well. What happens if it's the end of the time they're supposed to daven the same Talamat Levrocho? And you didn't say the same Talamat Levrocho? How it works exactly in Yontif. But just a mushal like that, such a case. Magen Avraham actually brings down such a case also. Be'er Heitev talks about it. The Be'er Halacha. If you didn't daven the same, you didn't say the same Talamat Levrocho on the last time that you're supposed to daven by Mincho. By Maariv, you want to be mashal, you have to go back, you have to be mashal the Tvila. Let's say by Maariv, you said v'sein talamat levrachol. To be mashal the Tvila beforehand. You can really do this by any Rosh Chodesh, really. Let's say by Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday by Mincho, you daven Mincho, you didn't daven Mincho. So, Wednesday night, you daven Shemoneh Esrei twice. And in the second Shemoneh Esrei, you said Yalav Yavin. V'yoyim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Third day Rosh Chodesh. Do you say that Lamaisa, I'm davening a tefillah of a tashlumin of mincha, which I should have said Yalav Yavei, and therefore it's not ma'akif? Or do you say no, Lamaisa, I'm davening a ma'arif now, and therefore it is ma'akif? Also, you can clear bachlal. You can clear bachlal. What tefillah should you daven? Let's say Shabbos, Shacharis on Shabbos. You forgot to daven Shacharis on Shabbos, so now you want to daven mincha on Shabbos. Do you daven Yismach Moishe? We daven at Echol. Which tefillah should you daven? Should you daven the tefillah of Shachar? Should you daven the tefillah of Mincha? The Bechash declares this also. All these are handaraya in the Achronim. Now, do we have a raya from the Rishonim? So, l'chor, we have a Peladik at Tesis. Tesis asks the question, what happens if you didn't daven Musaf? Can you be mashle Musaf after Zman Musaf? The Hainu by Maariv, after Ovar Yumoy, you didn't daven Musaf. Can you be mashle Musaf? Says Tesis, no, you can't. You can't daven musaf at night. Why? The heich yikris akarbonis kvar overs man musaf. How can you say that karbonis kvar overs man musaf? It's tamua. What does that mean? You're davening zman musaf. What tefillah is supposed to daven? What tefillah? When you make up your tefillah, are you supposed to daven the tefillah that you're davening now, or the tefillah that you had beforehand? So what does Gemara say in Amud Beis? The Gemara in Amud Beis says, Tov lo yispalel be'erev Shabbos. Somebody didn't daven mincha on erev Shabbos. Mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim. The grain sticks in shal Shabbos, but certainly at the end it says Tov lo yispalel mincha b'Shabbos. Mispalel b'matzei Shabbos shtayim shal chol. Mavdo b'rishen v'mavdo b'shniyah. It says if a person didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, then he davens marav twice shal chol. Two tefillas of chol. That means even though he's making up his tefillah of Mincha, he doesn't daven a Shabbos like a tefillah. He davens a chol like a tefillah. That means that the tefillah's tashlumin is always a tefillah that you're davening now. Now, it could be to make up the tefillah that you did beforehand. But l'chura, it says over here in the portion of the Gemara, that you're not davening a Shabbos like a tefillah. You're davening a chol like a tefillah. The mashmois is that you're supposed to daven anytime that you're doing a tefillah tashlumin. You daven the second tefillah is a tefillah similar to the first tefillah you just davened, and not like the tefillah that you missed. So how could Taisus go ahead and say that by Musaf, if you didn't daven Musaf, you're not allowed to daven musaf after the zman, because how could you read the psukim of the karbonis? You're not reading the psukim of the karbonis. Any time that you have a tefillas tashlumin, you're always davening the tefillah that you're supposed to be davening now. That means you missed musaf on Rosh Chodesh. So now he has to daven marav twice. He daven marav, a regular marav, v'shmein esrei v'yudchas brachis. The second marav, which is the tashlumin, what should he be davening? The same way that if you missed on Shabbos, the Gemara says you're supposed to daven two marvs of chol. You miss minch on Shabbos, you do two marvs of chol. So too, if you miss mutzif on Rosh Chodesh, lachor, you should daven two marvs of chol afterwards. Who's being maskir karbonis that Tosfos says that you're not allowed to be maskir karbonis after this man? You're not being maskir karbonis. Is it frek the taz on Tosfos? What's going on over here? How could you tell me that you're being maskir the karbonis? Lachor, you're not maskir the karbonis b'chol. Lachor, the mashmois of Tosfos is that in a chanami. Tosfos understood that when you're making up a tefillah, you always make up the tefillah since it's a tashlumin for the tefillah from beforehand, so you daven the tefillah always that you missed. That means that if you missed on Shabbos, you missed Shachris, and you're by Mincha, you daven a Yismach Yisrael, Yismach Moshe. You don't daven a Ato Echol. The Gemara says that if you missed Mincha on Shabbos, then you daven two Matzei Shabbos, two tefillah Shochol. That's because, like Tosfos says, actually if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos is not Gerus. Shelchol. Tosfos like, throws that in. But Yizichr says you do two tefillahs of chol. He says, how could I daven a tefillah of chol? I'm making up the tefillah of Shabbos. He says, because Yud Ches Brachos is shayach even on Shabbos. Be'etim Yud Ches Brachos is shayach on Shabbos. Lo yichichu chachomim to be mispal of Shmoyin Esrei b'Shabbos. Shmoyin Esrei Brachos. However, Be'etim it's shayach on Shabbos as well. So therefore, this is a Shabbos like a tefillah. Therefore, I could daven it even afterwards.
Why would you?
Why would you? There's a reason over here why you shouldn't do it, because L'mais is not Shabbos. L'mais is not Shabbos. So therefore it's hard to be misbal if it's not Shabbos.
What about the other way around?
What's the other way around? What's the other way around? What's the other way around? By Shabbos. If you didn't daven on Erev Shabbos,
right.
You daven on Shabbos twice. What do you daven on Shabbos twice? Doesn't say anything more. Doesn't say anything more. The going sticks in, Shal Shabbos. Tosfos didn't even have in the second half that you on Matzei Shabbos you do two tefillahs of Shochol. He tells you that's pshat, but he says that wasn't his gears in the Gemara. So it could very well be that according to Tosfos in a Chanami, that on Shabbos if you didn't daven Shochol, then you daven one of Shabbos, one of Chol. You talk it don't though. There you can't daven two of Shabbos to be. You can't daven a second one of Shabbos to be mashlim chol, because a Chol tefillah is not a Shabbos tefillah. A Shabbos tefillah could really be a Chol tefillah, like we said, and therefore Matzei Shabbos be'etzim you could daven a second tefillah of Chol. And it's better to do that because since Lamaisa now it's Chol, and you could be Yotzi, it's Tefillah Shel Shabbos, then you should do that. However, if it's Shabbos, it's Leil Shabbos, according to Tosfos, Ken Zayin that in a Chanami. Tosfos understood that you should daven it on the second Tefillah, you should daven a Tefillah of Chol. That's a very good question. You have to deal with that in Tosfos as well. Tosfos himself doesn't discuss that. Tosfos himself doesn't discuss that issue that. How are you getting out of? You're saying you're allowed to be mashlim Yud Ches because on Shabbos the Shaykh also Yud Ches, but you have to have Askar on Shabbos. You didn't have Askar on Shabbos.
This is not. You can't
maybe you could in a Chanami. The question is, can you do that lechatchila? Very good, very good. According to Tosfos, you should be able to put in a Reish Chodesh Hazeh lechatchila. According to this. The Pashas Mashmoyes L'Chorah certainly is not that way. We don't find any Rishonim that say that the Tefillah that you daven is a Tefillah that you missed. They never said that there's a, on Matzei Shabbos is a Tzad you should daven the Tefillah of Shabbos, or on Shabbos is a Tzad you should daven the Tefillah Shechol. They do discuss what happens if on Shabbos you missed Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and your second Tefillah you daven the Tefillah Shechol, can you be Yitzhak or not? And they say, Nechanami, Ken Zan, you could, because the Mais is being mashed to me. The question is, L'Chatchila, what should I be davening? And it seems that everybody understood L'Chatchila, you're davening the Tefillah that you're davening right now. So we're back sure. So what's Pshat and Tosfos? Why did Tosfos say, how could you read that you're not reading the Karbanos that night? The Chori have to say that the din of Musaf is different than every other tefillah. Musaf is not like a regular Shemayna Esrei. Every other Shemayna Esrei, even a Shabbos like a Shemayna Esrei, Yom Tov like a Shemayna Esrei, it's Shayech Yud Ches Brachos. Like Tosfos says, Be'etzem Chazal weren't Matriach you, and they said you only have to daven seven brachos instead of Shemayna Esrei brachos. However, by Musaf, there's no such thing. It's not Musaf is not a B'mokam Yud Ches Brachos. Musaf is another tefillah. It's not b'makom Yud Ches Brachos. Keneged the Karbanos. Memela, there's no tzad that you could daven a Shmoyne Esrei of Yud Ches to be mashlim your Musaf. Memela, by Musaf, Tosfos understood. Maman of Shach. L'chora, whatever you're going to do, you're going to be stuck. To daven the Musaf afterwards, because it's not keneged Yud Ches Brachos, you can't say Karbanos afterwards. Elamai, you want to tell me that you won't daven Musaf afterwards, you daven Yurches? Yurches is Rachami and Musaf is not. That's really the lesson of Taisa. Taisa says, V'gam le'tiknu shever heich yikres ha'kabonais v'kar over zman Musaf. So you can't say the psukim of Musaf. Elamai, you want to tell me you say the regular brachas of Shemir Nesrei? Gam le'tiknu shever brachas of Musaf elam yishum v'nishel mo'par Musaf ha'senu. And also, they only recite in the seven brachas of Musaf, as Nishama Parmas of Asenu Kenega Kabanais, is not Kenega Rachami, and therefore it doesn't pass to have a three love Rachami now. So, Lachoro, Zichr, even if you want to tell me that the three love that you're davening now, when you missed the three love beforehand, it has the din of the three love that you're trying to make up, Zichr, it's not going to be the Nusach of the three love that you're trying to make up. Everybody agrees, Lachoro, maybe Musaf would be different. But zikr, the tefillah that you're making up, is you say it with the nusach of the new tefillah that you're davening now. Now the question is just how do I give it the gether? What gether do I give it? You're right, I'm davening another mincha to make up my shachris, another ma'ariv to make up my mincha, and I'm davening with the nusach of ma'ariv to make up mincha. However, what's going to be if I said something that I'm not yetzir now, but it would be yetzir mincha? Can I say that I'll be yetzir because I'm making up mincha? Or they say no, I give it the gedarim of mincha. We'll see when you get to Allah, the Chayyadim says we do both in the Kulam. All of them should be Kenegadim. All of them should be. Mincha to Marv and Marv to Shachris, they should all be the same thing. It's Mavur in the Gemara that Sai Marv, even Marv to Shachris. How does that work? It's Mavur in the Gemara. That even if you want to say that it's connected to me, then zikr, there's an innate aspect of rachamim. That the Gemara says lahedio. The reason why we don't say avar yuma batal karbanei is because it's rachamim. We don't say avar yuma batal karbanei. That's mefurish. Even if you hold that it's connected to me, then there's an aspect. It's not mamash karban. There's an aspect. We don't say. The Gemara says we don't say avar yuma batal karbanei. L'churel, there's one other nafkimino that would come out according to this. What's going to be the halacha is, you're supposed to be mashlim, you're supposed to do the chayvas shaita bereisho, and then you do the tashlumin. Another, if a person misses shachris, then you daven mincha twice, you're supposed to daven the first one is mincha, and the second one is the tashlumin. What's the reason why? Why do you have to daven the mincha before the tashlumin? It's not clear in the Rishayim Machal. The Levush says the reason is because Tzadav Shein Tzadav Tzadav Kedim. He understands we learn out Milvad Alas Tabayka Asher Lo Elas Tatomen, where we learn out the din of Tzadav Shein Tzadav. If we learn out of a pasuk, it's Ma'akav Afilu B'Diavad. Taz Esk, we'll see Meret Hashem that Taz and Kof Ches Esk. We know that it's not Ma'akav B'Diavad. How could you say that? But either way, the Levush learns that it's Ma'akav B'Diavad, and therefore Tzadav Shein Tzadav Tzadav Kedim. You have to daven the Tefillas Mincha before you daven the Tashlum and Tefillas Shachris. Why is one more Tzadav than the other? If your Tefillas Tashlumin is really a Tefillas Shachris that you're just davening afterwards. So why is it less tother? Shachris and Mincha, you daven the same amount of times. Elamai, the Mashmois would be l'chora that in a chalam, we don't give it the din of a, he understood, Levush understood, that it's a din tashlumin. It doesn't have a din of a shachris. Memela, Mincha, zikr, more tother than a tefillah tashlumin, which comes, we hope never happens, but it comes once in a blue moon. However, if you understand that the Taz asks, he says, what do you mean we know that Tadr Shein Tadr Kredim is not Makabi Diyavid. Zikr, that can't be the reason why. The reason is because you have to be Makhtim Chayva Shaita Bereshe. Chaviva Mitzvah Beshaita. The Mitzvah of Mincha is Chaviv because now is the Zman. And the Mitzvah of Shachris is not now. You already over Zman, right? You already passed the time. Lashon of the Taz is Far Holach Zman Atvila Shleis Pal Shetiknu Le Tashlumin. Better you pass the time of Shachris. It's just Tashlumin for that. Memeila Chaviva Mitzvah Beshaita. It's more mashma that the Taz understood that in the Chalami, the Tvila is a tikkun of the Tvila that you did beforehand. But mainly you have Tvila's Mincha, which is Zmanei now, Tvila's Shachris, which was Zmanei beforehand. If you understand that it's another Mincha, so then the Tashlumin, the Zmanei is now also, as well. The Mashmoi says that no, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, the Mincha was now, the second Tvila is a Hashlama of the Tvila's Shachris, which was Zmanei's already over. But mainly you're marked in the Tvila's Chayvasei Hashto, so the tefillah that was already over his man. That would be l'chero. That's just a neither. You know, how do we dan the tefillah tashlumin? Do we dan it with kama kama nafkaminis la'alocha? That bear in mind as we go through the halachas, we're going to see. These are going to be nafkaminis la'alocha. How do we dan What's the gather of the Tfilas Tashlum? Now this is all when again to somebody that forgets and doesn't have machlal. However, there's a din of tashlumin even when a person doesn't forget. He davened, but he messed up. For example, a person davened minchon Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. He davened minchon Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Alvi Alvi. He only remembered by Marav, by the second day. The halacha is you have to daven a second Shemayin Esrei, second Marav. Why? Because he missed minchon. Did you not daven minchon? Zichri daven minchon. However, you left out Shemayin Esrei, you left out Haskar, and therefore it's not like you forgot the tefillin gantin. You just did something to ruin your Shemayin Esrei, and therefore to require you to daven another Shemayin Esrei, and you didn't, you only remembered afterwards. Therefore, you have to daven 2 Marav. The shaila is what happens in a case where the night afterwards is not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You forgot, you mincha of Rosh Chodesh, you daven Shemayin Esrei, and you forgot Yalav Yovi. Fazer Bida, you got it right in before Shkiyah. 2 minutes later, you're thinking about it, you listen to Chazar Shas afterwards, and you hear Yalav Yovi. Are you think? You're going to daven mincha now? It's ready after Shkiyah. You don't do that. You're one of those guys that don't do it. After Shkiyah. Whether you should, you shouldn't. It was already 9.5 minutes after. What's 9.5 minutes? The shaila is, what do you do now? Should you daven a second tefillah of Marv or not? What are you going to be gaining by davening a second tefillah of Marv? To daven, you're not going to be saying Yalav Yaveh because it's no longer a Shredish. Shmeina Esrei, you already davened beforehand. Memela Lechero, Yesh La'ayin, if there's any reason to daven a tefillah Tashlumin, if you're not doing anything more than you did beforehand. We saw already, that's Machlokes Tesis brings down. Machlokes Yishrenim, between Rabbein Yehuda and the Rif. What happened? What happened if you're not going to be Marviach? Says Rabbein Yehuda, there's no reason to daven a Shmeina Esrei a second time by Mariv, because Shmeina Esrei, you already davened. Yalav Yova, you didn't say then, and you're not going to say now, so you're not getting anything. What's the reason to be Mashlim? There's no Ashlama here. You're not gaining anything more than you had beforehand. Says Taisus, however, it's Meduik in the Rif, not that way. Why is Meduik in the Rif not that way? Because Gemara says that on Matzah Shabbos, when you daven 2 tefillahs of Matzah Shabbos, if you got Minchon Shabbos, you daven 2 tefillahs of Matzah Shabbos, the Gemara says you're supposed to be Mavdal B'Risheino and not be Mavdal in the Shniyah. Now, if you're Mavdal in the Shniyah and not in the Risheino, what's halacha? The halacha is that your Yetzel, the lashon of the Gemara is Shniyah also lay, Risheino lay also lay. The Shniyah is also lay, Risheino is lay also lay. You weren't Yetzel the first one because you weren't Mavdal. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Because you're not Mavdal, you're not Yetzel Shmein Esrei? Kasha. Says the Rif, no, I'll explain to you. He really answers the kasha of the Gemara. He says, I'll explain to you why you're not Yetzel. You're not Yetzer because you went out of order. You davened the wrong tefillah first. You were supposed to daven the chayva first, and you davened the tashlumin first. How do I know that you davened the tashlumin first? Because you were Magal Adas. You davened first without Atochan Antanu, that was your tashlumin, and then you davened your marav with Atochan Antanu, that was your tefillah's chayva. And therefore, you're not Yetzer. And what do you have to do? You have to daven your tefillah, the first tefillah again. You weren't Yetzer your tefillah's chayva because you didn't say Atochan Antanu, you were Megala Das, that you wanted your Tfilas Chayva to be after your Tfilas Tashlumin. So you weren't Yetzer your Tfilas Chayva. So therefore, you have to daven another Tfilah now, afterwards. Lashon of the Rif is, Hilkach Boi Lamahaz V'Litzlu Yizim Rachiti, Kidei Lahaktim Chayva Shaita Bereishin. What did you do? You daven the first Shemayin Esrei without Atochan Antanu. So that should have been a Tashlumin. Then you daven the second Shemayin Esrei without Atochan Antanu. That's your Tfilas Chayva. Now you want to daven another Shemayin Esrei, Tashlumin, that it should come after your tefillah chayva. So what are you going to do? You're davening a Shemayin Esrei. You're going to say Atochan Antanu? No, you already said Atochan Antanu in the first tefillah. So says the Rif, L'chor according to Taisis, there's no reason to make up the tefillah that you missed, the tefillah that you messed up. The first tefillah that you messed up, you didn't say Atochan Antanu. You're going to say another tefillah now without Atochan Antanu. So what are you gaining? Says the Rif, nevertheless, you're supposed to do that. Why? To be makdim the tefillah tashlum, the tefillah chayva, the tefillah tashlumin. Says Taisis, you're not gaining anything. The Shemayin Esrei, you already davened beforehand. Atochan Antanu, regardless, you're not saying. You didn't say it the first time, you're not saying it now. So what's the reason to daven another Shemayin Esrei? Elamai, it's Meduyik, that the Rif holds, that even though you're not gaining anything in your Shemayin Esrei, nevertheless, there's a reason to be mispal another time if you messed up. So Kumtai says, this is Machlokes Tirin Ben Yehuda and the Rif. According to Ben Yehuda, if you're not gaining anything in the second Shemayin Esrei, you don't daven another time. According to the Rif, even though you're not gaining anything, you daven a second time. And as they affect all achrenim, and Agoyes Chedushim, and other achrenim, that lechura, what are you saying in the Rif that he's not he's not being marviach anything. The Rif says lehedi that you're being marviach. You're being marviach. You're writing nothing in Atachan Antonu. But what was the issue that you had? The issue that you had is that you had a tefillas tashlumin before your tefillas chaygal. So your order, you were out of order. Now you're going to daven another tefillah. You'll be back into order. You'll be davening your tefillas tashlumin after your tefillas chaygal. You had a tashlumin then a chaygal. Daven another tashlumin. You have a chaygal then a tashlumin. What are you saying then according to the Rif that you're not gaining anything? Of course you're gaining something. What was Taisa saying Bechlal? Where did Taisa see in the Rif that he was not like him? The only time that we say you don't daven another Shemoneh Esrei is you're not gaining. Here you are gaining. Here you are gaining. So you could say that the Rif that Taisa understood, that's not considered a gain. A gain is only in Shemoneh Esrei Alein. You're adding in a Yalav Yavar, you're saying in the same Talamatar. An order of Shemoneh Esrei maybe is not considered a gain according to Taisa. That should be considered a gain that you should have to daven another time. Even more, I would say, without Taisus, I can't say Taisus Chelik is Kefir Hakol and the whole thing when you get to the order of the Gemara, that you have to daven in an order. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that it has to be in an order. That the Gemara, that you have to do the Tfilas Tashlumin after the Tfilas Chelik. That's how the Rif understood, that's maybe how Rashi understood, depending how you read Rashi, with the Bach or without. But it's not clear in the Gemara. As a matter of fact, the Prichodesh, when he brings down this halacha, it's the first halacha in Simin Kof Ches. You daven a tefillas tashlumin, always the tashlumin has to be after the chayvah. So the prichodesh, there's no makor for this in Shas. Doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara. It's the Rif, but it's the halacha. So according to Taisus, can't end in economy. There's no, the pashtas of the Gemara is that the Gemara says you weren't yaitzeh because you didn't say atachan antanu. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? We know if you don't say atachan antanu, then you are yaitzeh. Kashu. The Gemara ends up with a kasha. The Gemara didn't give any terutzim to this question. The Rif comes up with a teretz and he says, oh, because it's out of order. According to the Taisus, maybe. In Echanami, order is not a problem. Either way, whether we learn that the Rif argues on Tesis or not, it could be that the way that we're understanding, the Rif is not arguing on Tesis. The Rif agrees that when you're gaining something, the Rif understood that you are gaining something. Tesis understood you're not gaining something because order is not important or because order is not considered a gain. But the Rif understood you are gaining something. What would be in a case where you're not gaining anything? It's not clear in the Rif. If you're not gaining anything, is there any reason to daven another Shemoneh Esrei? That's not clear in the Rif. However, we saw, both in Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rosh, that they said, Lehedio, that in such a case, you don't have another Shemoneh Esrei. In the case that Taisus discussed, they brought down Chachmi Provinza that says that if a person forgets Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and Mariv is after Rosh Chodesh, he davens the second Shemoneh Esrei, even though he's not getting anything, even though he's not going to be mentioning the Yalav Yom in the Shemoneh Esrei. What's the reason why? Says Chachmi Provinza, Zichur, you have to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. You weren't Yetzeh, you have to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. In Vosgei the Machlekes, between Taisus and the Chachmei Provincia. So, you could say that really the Machlekes is the same as the Machlekes that we said beforehand. How do you look at the Tvila that you're davening? Are you davening a Tvila that you missed, or are you davening a new Tvila? If you're davening a Tvila that you missed, that's what Rabbeinu Yehuda says, the Tvila that you missed, you already davened, you already had a Shemoneh Esrei. Elamai, you didn't say Alav Yaveh, also now you're not saying Alav Yaveh. So there's no reason to daven that Tvila another time. That's really you already had without a Shemoneh Esrei, without a Yalav Yavi. According to the Rif, though, and according to Chachmei Provincia, no, you're not davening that Shemoneh Esrei. That Shemoneh Esrei you're finished with. Chazal gave you a chance to have a new Shemoneh Esrei, to make up the lack of Rachamim that we had beforehand. Chazal gave you a chance to say a new Shemoneh Esrei. That new Shemoneh Esrei you'll say even if you don't have a Yalav Yavi, because that's a new Shemoneh Esrei. That's not the old Shemoneh Esrei. L'chura, you could have said that that's found in the Machlekes, like we said beforehand. However, if you look in the Rishonim are not that way. And the Rishonim say the Machlekes is a big Machlekes, and this is, if you come out of Perek Revi of Brachis with just this Yisoid, it's a Yisoid that it applies in kama v'kama situations and scenarios that is very negel, and you should know, we have to know what Halacha is l'maisa, but this Machlekes l'chura is a way to don very many aspects in Yishkai. And that is, if you look at the Rabbeinu Yehuda says l'hedio. He says Rabbeinu Yehuda holds Mate Elis Achash Over Rish Chedesh Espal Pam Acheres Himin Shein Amazki Rish Chedesh Achshov Vashmein Esrei Kvar Espal Oysom. You already damaged Shmein Esrei. And what does the Chachmei Provincia say? No, Shebo Eisa Tzvila Layotzi Yidei Chiyuv Shelo Yispal Ezer Kedino Kmish Lo Yispal Kedino Klal Deinin Lay. What's the Machlekes? Everybody could agree that we're davening the Shmein Esrei from beforehand, we're davening the Shmein Esrei. That's not the Kuzma Machlekes. The Kuzma Machlekes is if a person messes up a Shmein Esrei, does he have a Shemoneh Esrei? Just Chazal said, if you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you have to have another Shemoneh Esrei. Or do you not have a Shemoneh Esrei Bechlal? If you didn't say Yalav Yoveh in your Shemoneh Esrei, then it's Kilas if you didn't daven. And if you didn't daven, of course you have to make it up. Taisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have a Shmina Esrei. You have a Shmina Esrei. However, you weren't Mekayim the Divrei Chazal, and we really have to have another time. However, according to the Rif, according to the Chachmei Provincial, you don't have a Shmina Esrei B'chlal. You don't have a Shmina Esrei, and Memeila, it's partially you have to make it up. What? Is the Bracha Levatal? They're all Bracha Levatal. Yeah? L'chur and L'chanami. What would be? Somebody asked me this question. What would be in a case, it's a Shana Rabbah, and you daven the Shmoneh Esrei like you never believe, 25 minutes Shmoneh Esrei, 10 minutes at the end, you're tefillah and bakashas to Kadosh Baruch Hu that should give you a good year, and you should find the Shidduch, and you should have a good Chavrusa, and you should have Parnasa, and you should have whatever you need, and Vachulu. And you finish, Shrek, I didn't say Yalvi Yalvi. You have daven again? All those bakashas, you have to say them again if you want them to teach Shmoneh Esrei. You have to say them again, or not? There, for sure, any tefillah you say any time of the day is always a bakasha. But again, as a bezundra, oymin lefnei amelech has a bezundra. How write down the Shmoneh Esrei? But it's a lot more than that. The shaila is really a lot more than that. What's going to be? Oh, 1 second. L'chor, according to Taisa, also in a case where you weren't yotze your chiyuv, Taisa understands you yotze your day chiyuv Shmoneh Esrei. But if you wouldn't be yotze your day chiyuv Shmoneh Esrei, then even Taisa is going to be masking the after daven another time. The shaila is, how do I down it if I didn't say alvi alvi? Do I have a Shmoneh Esrei? I just have to daven again because I wasn't Makayim the Haskaras Meinim Ariel. Well, I don't have a Shmoneh Esrei b'chol. What would be in a case where you zikr don't have a Shmoneh Esrei? You can't even go to the Tosis. And especially in that case, you have to daven again even if you're not gaining anything. Because you are gaining. You're having a Shmoneh Esrei. Meila says Reb Chaim in Stenzel, the first stickle, Chedushei Agrach al Shas, he says, even according to Tosis, if it's Erev Shabbos and you didn't say the same Talmud Matar Levrocho, at the end of this week, this Friday, you didn't say the same Talmud Matar Levrocho. And you only remember it after Shkia. So now you're going to daven Marav twice. You're going to say the same Talamatar and Marav? No. Is there any reason to daven Marav a second time? The Pasha, you say, no, according to Taisis, you're not getting anything. You're not going to say the same Talamatar of Racha. Says Reb Chaim, Zichr, you have to daven, even according to Taisis. Why? Because same Talamatar of Racha is Mimatbeah HaBracha. It's not a Haskaras Me'ina Ma'ura. It's not an added in that you have to be Masker because of the day. It's Matbeah HaBracha. And Me'ila says Matbeah HaBracha, Kokama that you didn't say it. Then Memeila, you weren't yet to your chiv, even going to Taisis. And Skiilo lo yisfal klal, you don't have a mincha. We take it out. It's voided, null and voided. And Memeila, you have to daven Marav twice. If Tzvi Pesach Frank got an Hartzvi, Simenon Dalet, or Chaim Simenon Dalet, he says not the way. He says, you can't tell me it's Mimatbeah Abracha. What happens if you forgot to say Vesin Dalet Matalev Racham in Berech Aleinu? You say it in Shmak Aleinu. So it's different, it's not Mimatbeah Abracha. It's also Azkara. It's Azkara, which is, it's not Azkara, it's Me'ina Ma'ura of a specific day. But it's Azkara which is not tied down to a specific bracha, and therefore, in a Chanami Yetzah, we'll see him at Hashem, L'chur, it's Madurik like that, La'alacha, and it's a Kot Lamed Hei, and the Mishabur, and Amrissimin. We'll see. But what's going to be an Afkamino? What's going to be an Afkamino? Reish Chedesh Kislev, you have to say two Azkaras, and if you miss either one of them, you're not Yetzah. Yalav Yovay, St. Talmud Levracha. Yudavin, says Hartzvi, says he was asked this question on Reish Chedesh. Reish Chedesh, he forgot, he davened the first Shmoneh Esrei, Baruch Hashem, he remembered to say Yalav Yovei. He finishes, Shrek, I didn't say the same Talmud Levracha. So he goes back and davened Shmoneh Esrei again, and he makes sure to say the same Talmud Levracha. And then he's on cruise control, and he forgot Yalav Yovei. So now he doesn't have a Shmoneh Esrei that has also Yalav Yovei and also the same Talmud Levracha. What do you do in such a case? You have davened a third Shmoneh Esrei? Or not? He says, between Pesach, he says that it's telling Machlok is between Taisis and Chachmei Provincial. According to Taisvitz, there's a din you have to be maskir me'ina ma'ur in Shmoneh Esrei. You were maskir me'ina ma'ur in Shmoneh Esrei. You were maskir what you needed to do in Shmoneh Esrei. You have both askaras. It took you 2 Shmoneh Esreis to do it, but you did it. But according to Taisvitz, according to Chachmei Provincial, if you weren't maskir me'ina ma'ur in Shmoneh Esrei, then your Shmoneh Esrei is ki'ilu le'is balaklal. So if you got to say alviyavai, you don't have a Shmoneh Esrei. Got to say misan dalamatar, you don't have a Shmoneh Esrei. Of course, you have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have a Shmoneh Esrei b'chlal. You didn't daven. But really, have to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei. This is Nagia in Kamakama Kremis. If you have Shabbos, Yontif. And during benching, you're supposed to say Ritain Yalvi Yavi. First time you said Ritain, second time you said Yalvi Yavi. You have to then bench a third time or not? I ain't Shemako Pechas, but I remember it's Madurik one way in the Mishnah Berurah. Why is the person say you don't? The question is, how we'll see whether or not all these halachas stim. There's many places that this is going to come up. How do we done it if you didn't weren't Maskir Me'ina Ma'uro? Is Kilas weren't Mispalel not or not? Says the stifler, what's another nafkamino? A prichadash. Prichadash brings down. He brings down marash primizen. That says that if a person didn't daven let's say he was with Tfilas Tashlumin, he was supposed to daven. He didn't daven Maariv. He's davening Shacharis. Memela in Shacharis, he davens the first one for Shacharis and forgets the Saint Almat Levracha. But he doesn't remember till after he davens the Tfilas Tashlumin. We know that the Tfilas Tashlumin has to come after your Ikar Tfilah. So now what happens? How do I done it? Is my Tfilas Tashlumin after Ikar Tfilah or not? I didn't say the Saint Almat Levracha. So if it's Be'etim considered a Tfilah, so then I have a Tfilah after, I have a Tfilas Tashlumin after a Tfilah. I have to go out and daven that Tfilah again because there wasn't Maskim in Amara, but I have a Tfilah. I have a Tfilas Mincha, it just wasn't a great one. However, according to Chacham Provincia, I don't have a Tfilah B'chlal. Memela, you have to daven another two times. You have to daven another L'chero, you have to daven, could be that the first one you could daven as a Tfilas Chayva instead of Tfilas Tashlumin. And if you daven, we have to daven another time, Zichr, maybe twice. We'll see. Now, the stimas prichodesh is talking about mashma like that. It's mashma that the prichodesh understood you never have to go back. Your tefillah is considered a tefillah, even according to Chachmei Provincial. You could say that it's really tali in the machlokes that we said beforehand, and this will end. Machlokes that we said beforehand. Why do you have to be makdim the tefillahs choiva to the tefillahs tashlumin? So instead, Levush says the reason is because tzad v'shein tzadir tzadir kredim. Memela, if that's the case, l'chara, then in this case also, it should be ma'akiv. Even in this case, it should be ma'akiv. Because l'chara, l'maisa, according to Chachmei Provincia, you don't have the tefillahs choiva, and therefore, the tefillahs tashlumin didn't come after the tefillahs choiva, you should have to daven another time. Masha'in Kane, there's Madana Yantif. Madana Yantif says that the reason why you have to be makdim the Tfilas Choivo to the Tfilas Tashlumin, we'll see it in the Teres of Kane in the Tzif Aleph. He brings it down. After he brings down Levush, he brings down this Tam. He says that the reason why you have to be makdim the Tfilas Choivo to the Tfilas Tashlumin is because you shouldn't mess up by Shacharis and daven the Tfilas Tashlumin too early. If we allow you to daven the Tfilas Tashlumin before your Tfilas Choivo, then what's going to happen? After Chatzaitz, you're going to daven your Tfilas Shacharis, even though it's not time for daven Mincha yet. So we always say, no, you have to daven Tfilas Tashlumin after you daven your Tfilas Chayvon. That way, you're not going to mess up. So you'll always daven, you'll first get the daven Mincha, and then you'll daven your Tfilas Tashlumin. You're not going to daven your Tfilas Tashlumin at a time which is not as mine for the Tfilas Tashlumin. After Chatzaitz, before Mincha time. Because you know, you always have to daven Mincha before the Tashlumin. If that's the case, you could say that maybe in a Chanami, the Chatzchila, they said that you're supposed to daven the Tfilas Choyva before the Tfilas Tashlumin, you shouldn't mess up. In a case where you did it, you just have to go back again. They weren't makiv. In such a case, maybe Takaya wouldn't be makiv, because Lamaisi, you daven the Tfilas Choyva before the Tfilas Tashlumin. It could be that this is enough for me, and also when you get to another case. What happens if you wake up, and you didn't daven Maariv, and you have 10 minutes left till the end of the Zman for davening Shacharis? So you can only daven one Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, 5 minutes. You can only daven one Shemoneh Esrei. What Shemoneh Esrei should you daven? Should you daven the Tfilas Shacharis, or should you daven the Tfilas that you missed? What's the Shiloh? If I daven Tfilas Shacharis, which is the Tfilah I'm supposed to be davening first, then I'm not going to be able to daven the Tfilah of Maariv that I missed. Because you only get one Tfilah to be mashed in the Tfilah from beforehand. So I'm not going to be able to daven the Tfilah that I missed. So maybe I should daven the Tfilas Tashlumin. Or do I say no? Tfilas Tashlumin only comes after you have a Tfilas Choyva. It could be it's also telling in what the Tam is. If you understand that the reason is Tzad V'Shein Tzad V'Tzad V'Kredim, Taisa says in Shabbos, we mentioned this in the last month, that's only if you're going to do both of them, which one comes first? But if you're not going to be able to do both of them, they would only say the Klal of Tzad V'Kredim. Tzad V'Kredim is if you have two of them to do, which one comes first? But if you're going to lose the ability to do both of them, then we don't say Tzad V'Kredim. Masha'in Kain, if you understand that the Choy V'Shaita always comes first, like the Taz says, when they were Mesakin or Kedema, then maybe in a Hanami, even in such a case, it's not shaykh to do a tashlumin before you have a chayva, because you always have to do the tefillas chayva first. The Mela, even in such a case, you have to daven tefillas shacharis, and you wouldn't be able to daven tefillas tashlumin.